Nico, fantastic to get the result, yet another title for the hottest side in the New South Wales Country Women's Championships, but great to see so many more teams at this year's championships.
Yeah, it was excellent to play four games in a country championships and also to have the contest at such a high level with a lot of those teams. There was no easy wins. That was fantastic.
And Simon, again, has done a great job as coach, and great to see so many of the players move through after the success of winning it to come through and play for the New South Wales Country Corollas. Sadly, you missed out, which is a little bit disappointing for yourself, but that's all part of the kick in the gut sometimes you get in the game, isn't it?
Oh, look, I had no expectation of making country. I'm just glad to be on the field for Hunter.
And we look forward now, of course, today to a start of the competition for Hunter Women's Competition, five teams. It should be very, very exciting. And tell us what time all the games sort of kick off, if you're looking to get out to the games as part of the men's games as well.
Yeah, the normal women's games kick off at 4:30 for the first week, which is the 7th of May. We've actually got a double header at Maitland because it's men's country champs that weekend. So we'll have Uni v Wanderers and Maitland v Merriweather. Kicking off at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Plenty should be able to get down to Marcelin this afternoon and be part of that. Of course, it's been a bit of a challenge to get the five teams together this year, or has there been a really good core of girls that have been able to sort of get their mates dragged in to come and play the game?
Look, we're working really hard to build the game, but unfortunately we had five teams and we've had one that's had to pull out. Southern Beaches have had to pull out. They've had some injuries and some real challenges with people's work schedules, but we've retained most of those girls and they'll be still in our comp, so we'll have a very strong four-team comp this year, and hopefully next year we can build again for five teams.
Yeah. Well, if you want to play women's rugby, that's easy. Get down, and of course, you can be part of Maitland, member of the card. Also, of course, Wanderers, who have been the perennial champions over the last 3 years. University, of course. A bit of a changing of the guard with some of the players. Margaret Watson has moved on to start some coaching. She may be back to play again. Molly Gray, of course. And it's great to see that Newcastle girls such as Tanisha Stanton are able to go there and have a real chance of being at the Olympics this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Hunter Girls and the Hunter Sevens program has been massive this year. We've got 4 to 5 representatives in the New South Wales Bluebells squad for Sevens. I'm hoping that with the Sevens at the Olympics that women's rugby just continues to build and build and people see it for the fantastic game it is.
Well, you being president of Hunter Women's Rugby, is it time maybe the Newcastle Hunter Rugby Union got together with a few kids and helped you out? And really it comes down to the clubs. You know, some clubs really help out their women's teams and some are separate, which is a little bit disappointing. And that's one of the great challenges as the president is to bring everybody together.
Yeah, look, it is. And we're working really hard to integrate with the men's teams really well. I know at uni we train with the boys, we work as one club, and it's becoming the way with all the clubs that it's one club, women and men, and that's the only way that rugby's going to grow in the Hunter.
Yeah. Of course, so what do you do for a crust? Of course, you're an archaeologist. Tell us a little bit about that and what you get up to and where you work.
Yeah, I'm a consultant archaeologist. I work for a company called Umwelt, who's an environmental consultancy, and I provide advice to developers on what they need to do to be compliant with New South Wales legislation. I work with Aboriginal communities, which is amazing. I get to see some really amazing places and some fantastic things, so I'm very lucky.
And of course, you've been part of the expressway and the Hunter. Of course, we've currently got this controversy at the moment by perception that with the new tram in Sydney, it's just one of those things that you come in and consult everybody, and it's just things we need to take time with and make sure that we keep some of our history, because we're happy to tear everything down, aren't we?
Yeah, look, I mean, development and progress happen, but really it's my job to work with the Aboriginal community to make sure that we manage cultural heritage appropriately and we recognise cultural values and we document them. And where it's unavoidable, we do what we can to mitigate impacts.
You do a bit of study. You've done study at University of Newcastle, and have they been good with you in that way, or you were at another university?
I actually was at Queensland University in Brisbane, and Newcastle Uni doesn't offer archaeology as such, but they do have some great Aboriginal heritage studies there. So it's they've got a fantastic institute there.
And is that some of the things now the Indigenous community are getting into now and really discovering, going back to country and also looking at their past as well, but because it's part of the future as well?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important, particularly with the younger generation, that part of my job is working with the Aboriginal community and taking some of the younger guys with us that are being taught by the older people, but also to learn some archaeological skills while they're out in the field. And, you know, there's nothing better than when someone becomes confident in what they know about I guess the nuts and bolts of archaeology, but also that they get to share their culture with their elders.
Thanks for your time, Nicola, and we wish you all the best moving forward, not only as you play for university, but also, of course, as you're the president of Hunter Women's Rugby, as the competition kicks off today.